I liked it when he was strong, turning over tables, casting out demons, catching the scribes in the snare of his rhetoric. He was strong even when kneeling down and washing feet. When he was strong, I was strong, and it was joy to follow him. Oh, don't get me wrong. Following him wasn't easy. I didn't understand him. But he made me feel good about myself and good about the world. He brought hope, a stability and a purpose that was lacking everywhere else. And I liked it that the religious and the powerful felt the same way too. Only what was joy to me was a terrible threat for them. But I believed in him. I believed that he could even overcome their power. So I followed, only at a distance. I'm not Peter or John, nor even Mary. But I saw something in him that I want so badly in me. I want my demons cast out. I want my feet washed. I want him to sweep away the junk and corruption in my life. And I want his stories to be true. Those wonderful stories of hope and forgiveness and of a God who loves me. So it isn't easy to see him weak, to see him scared. The others are all asleep, but he is awake with a restless agitation. He sees what is coming, but he wishes it were different. I know this feeling too, knowing where you must go, yet longing for another way.